Hey guys, welcome to the Positively Unlimited podcast. This episode feels kind of surreal because I'm sitting in my room recording it. But you know what? It also reminds me what improvise and adapt can look like. Now, I'm apologizing for the sound quality because it may not be as good as when I record in the studio. However, I do promise to create some interesting content through these weeks that are coming up. I'm restarting a series of A to Z with topics that are related very closely to things that we are going through in the current times. So if you want me to talk about something specific, do DM me on Instagram. My handle is Positivity Angel. We're all going to get through this together, thanks to technology, thanks to the phone, the smartphone, thanks to the apps. And on that note of saying thank you, let me also say this. Appreciation is not the same as gratitude. I'm very thankful for the phone, but I appreciate the fact that somebody went out there and made a brilliant app that I can record this on. It's called Audiolab, by the way. So I appreciate Audiolab, the people who've made it. I mean, it's so simple to use and I'm loving it, right? I appreciate the fact that I'm home. My home is well stocked. I have my dad for company. For me, that's a big thing. So when I look at him, I say, I'm so glad you are here with me. That is appreciation. That's what it sounds like. It's not just gratitude. It's looking at him and saying, you know what? You make me laugh. Thank you. Or you give me company. Thank you. Or thanks for the hugs and cuddles. You're the best at it. It's called complimenting somebody. Now that's how I compliment my dad, my big teddy bear. But who are you complimenting in your house, in your home today? Now the two ways to appreciate someone. One is to give a compliment. So at this time, please give it openly. Give it without any limitation. And two is to participate. Get up and help. If you appreciate what somebody is doing, get up and be part of it. Help them out. We're all in this together. People who are living alone, who are single and at this point are locked down in their house alone. If you know a friend like that, pick up the phone and appreciate the fact that they are able to do this. Point that out to them. Give them a compliment to say that you are doing this while you are living alone. And that is simply awesome. And I find myself looking at you and saying, if she or he can do it, then so can I. So think about that. You know, I thought of this topic because I have people messaging me saying that it's frustrating being at home because I'm doing everything and nobody is helping and nobody cares. Nobody appreciates everything that I do. Now, this is usually the voice of women in our country because families have not taught us to appreciate the one person who does everything in the house, firstly. But secondly, that one person has also not taught us to appreciate them. They've never asked for it. So I'm putting out this voice note, this episode today to tell you that if you have your mom at home doing everything, taking care of everything, go tell her how awesome she is. If you have your dad or husband pitching in, doing dishes, cleaning up, taking care of the kids, turn around to him and say, you know what? You're great at this. Thank you so much. It creates for moments of silliness. Literally think about it. Turning around and telling a husband or a wife, you know what? You're the best dishwasher anyone could ask for. It can literally make all of us laugh. And it's a moment that you guys can enjoy. Appreciation can shift the energy in which we are standing. Being at home locked in is not easy. I know that a lot of us used to have help and a lot of stuff was done by the staff. But maybe you want to pick up the phone, talk to your staff, ask them how they are doing, see if they are okay, see if their children are okay, and also appreciate specific things about them. Appreciate the way they took care of your house. appreciate certain things that they did really well or the things that you miss them for. It's not going to cost you money. No, they're not going to come back and dance on your head. Right? Think about who you can appreciate and how. Appreciating is two simple tasks. One is to give someone a compliment, and two is to participate in whatever is happening. At this point of time, we all need to do this together. So, use compliments to lift someone up. It always makes someone smile. Think about it. If someone came into the room and told you how good you looked or how well you were doing something, wouldn't you feel nice? Wouldn't it make you smile? Well, if you are listening to this, put this on pause and turn around to anyone in the room who is there with you right now and give them a compliment. So on that note, I'm going to sign off. And I'm going to hope that this is the week that you give compliments to everyone with full heart. Until next week and a new episode, I will catch you soon. For all previous episodes, they are available on the IBM podcast and app. So if you want to listen to interesting content, you want to do some exercises to change habits, change life, change your emotional patterns, your thinking and feeling patterns, I promise you, the Positively Unlimited podcast has so many tools that by the end of this 21-day lockdown, you can step out as a whole new person. So hoping that you're going to be listening to lots of my episodes and connecting with me on Instagram, my handle is Positivity Angel. I will talk to you again next Monday.